17th Perek of Kehilim, 17th Mishnah, Tachtas Sofim Tameya. People that would refine gold and silver, they had some type of kli underneath it, which the little pieces of gold and silver would be put into. It's a kli kibul, and therefore it's mekabel tuma. B'shel nefochim tahir. The ones by the blacksmiths making iron, that kli that they had was not made to be mekabel, not to put things into it, and therefore it's tahir. Mashchezet sheyesh beis kibul shem and tumeya. Person has, we're talking about a wooden thing, some type of wooden thing that they would rub a knife against to sharpen it. So if it has a place to put oil in it, it's tamei b'shem of the Torah, because it's a pshutei kliyetz. It's a kliyetz that does not base kibul. Pinkas sheyesh beis kibul shavet tumeya. The person has a writing. They used to have a writing thing which they would fill up with wax and they etch into the wax. So since it's makabel, has a kli kibul for the wax, it's tameya v'shein lo tohir. If it's just a flat writing board, then it's tamei. Blackboard is tohir. It's not makabel tohir because it doesn't have base kibul. Makseh sakash v'shofer sakash. Akiva mitame b'yechnu mitah. Makseh shel kash. The kash is a straw. So it's a mat which is made out of this straw, or some type of tube which is made out of this straw, which has a base kibul. It's metame, even though it's these things were small, it's not makabel a lot, but that's enough to be metame. And Rabbi Yechanan held that it was not primarily used to be makabel things, and therefore it's not makabel tuba. Af shel pakulas ki yitzibem. The same thing is something that's made out of this type of gourd, as it says, also the same status. If someone makes a mat out of some type of shrubbery which is not miskayim, is tohar shofer es konuch shechotch lekabla tohira ad sheyotze es kol akichi. If you have a kone which it's a reed, it's tohar until you take out some soft matter inside it. You have to hollow it out.